All right, Miss Amy.
So I would like for everybody to do a little introduction of who you are, if you're a parent, a committee member, a staff member. Ms. Joplin, I'd like to start with you.
I'm Sarah Joplin, for those of you who don't know me. I'm a lifetime Little Pirate. I worked for the district for, 19 years or maybe less than that, I'm not sure. My mom went to school here, I went to school here, my grandchildren go to school here, my daughter went to school, so we're all Pirates.
I'm
a staff member
at the
Department,
but I'm also a parent.
I'm Sean Leverton. I work at the high school. I also have my students in Model ISD, and I pastor a church here in town as well.
I'm Enrique Lopez. I'm a school resource officer for the live schools. Just started working here, and I work with the county sheriff's office.
I'm Rick Valdez, I'm in the county sheriff's department as well. I'm also a school resource officer assigned to Idaho.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a community member, parent. They have three children. One already graduated from here. One is in junior high, the other is in college.
Okay, I'm Erica Feather. I'm a junior high counselor for a while, and I do have a kid.
I'm
Sandra
Maldonado, I'm a high school counselor. I have two kids in the district.
I'm
Sherry Pulunas,
the
HR
director, and I used to have children here at the
I'm Belinda Shelton. I'm a parent, and I have a son at the elementary school, and a daughter at the department.
I'm Elizabeth Elementary. People. I'm the senior around here. I graduated in Libra in 1961. Wow. I'm a retired postmaster.
Okay. Wow.
I'm still kicking. This is really exciting.
Thank you for joining us.
I enjoy being here just visiting. I'm Trisha Meckler, and I am the Medina County Health Unit Director.
And I'm Tanya Tate. I'm the assistant superintendent here. I'm the advisor. So I'm running the agenda for us. It keeps blacking out when I walk away from the screen, but I'll make sure it's on the whole time. And then after our meeting, I'll make sure that we upload the minutes. I'll make sure that we upload the recording. We will have four meetings this school year. And again, like before, I'll send out the agenda ahead of time so you'll know what we're covering during the meeting. And then the minutes and the recording will be uploaded afterwards. We may have first aid this time. We may have some kind of come in, so I'll make sure that they get signed in for the meeting as well. But welcome. Thanks guys so much for coming today.
Ready? Yeah. I call this meeting of the Lytle ISD staff to order. It is 5:08 on October 14th, 2025. And we are at the Lytle ISD Wellness Center. We have a quorum.
Do we have anybody sign up for public comment?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So reports and discussion.
Okay. So what we are going to do, we are going to go over where to find the required postings that are on the Lytle ISD website. And so Dr. Tate is going to kind of walk through it. So you're going to go to LytleISD.org, and the main page, if you scroll all the way to the bottom, it says required postings.
Yeah, so I'm going to start here, because when you come, this is our landing page. And then once you are on the landing page, you have to scroll all the way down. to require posting. So people usually miss it because it's at the very bottom. All right, there's more than one way to get there, but if you're trying to get to the required posting, that is one way to get there. And so all of these required postings, we're told you need to post this, when you need to post this, and make sure that it is on the required posting. So we're going to go over a few of them that are required postings that have to do with school health and for this advisory council.
We want to do the first.
Wellness and health services. You look here on the right-hand side, you're going to see our group health coverage. You're going to see our wellness plan. You're going to see our required recommended immunizations and bacterial meningitis. And Nurse Cashin's going to cover that part for us.
I don't have a lot to cover. It's just that a lot of people have questions about what we require for immunizations, and it's not my role to say, ooh, and you point your finger, maybe click on that link. Scroll down. Ooh, this is Trisha's lesson.
Okay, where do you want me to go? Look, you tell me where to go. Right
here.
Okay.
So in this little area, if you open up these ones that they recommended vaccines for 15 months and then recommended underneath that until 18 plus. These are the ones they'll need for like daycare. And then when they come here to the vaccines 18 months to 18 years, that's what they're going to need for the school. Discharge super confusing. It took me a lot of hours to figure out how to read it. If you have any questions, please call me.
If you have a question, I don't answer the phone, I'll call you back.
One meningitis vaccine that those of you who have children and going to 7th grade or have gone to 7th grade, that's the one that they have to get when they go to 7th grade. There's a second vaccine for that series that they must get before they can enroll in college. They're going to stay on campus there at college.
Right.
Right. As long as they're staying on campus. They're not going to stay there because they're required. So they can get it once they turn 16. You don't have to wait until they graduate. You get 1 to 16 and you're ready to go.
Is there anything else on this website that would be helpful for us to go over? The back to school piece? We have experts in the room as well. Is there anything else on there?
For vaccine, Bobby's covered it.
Okay. So back to the agenda. And Amy, what's next?
Okay, so we are going to go over our wellness policy. There were some legislative updates that we have to put in place. We do the wellness policy for several reasons. It's a federal requirement. It promotes student health, supports learning, it sets standards, it involves your community, and creates accountability. So in our wellness plan, those are the things that we are going to strive for. So the updates to our current one.
We've passed it out to the table. Yeah. And I also emailed it to you so that you had it before today's meeting. And I call it redlining. We redlined anything that was new. So as you're a part of this for multiple years, you can see what has been updated. Some of this is required by the state. The legislator met and said, we need you to have a SAC committee. We need you to have this in your wellness plan. So anything that was required by Senate Bill 12 is in our plan and it's highlighted in yellow for us to review. So Amy is going to go over the last page in your document, has all of the updates, but then throughout the plan, we have it highlighted for you. All right, Ms. Amy.
Okay, it's an oversight move from DEIC to SAC, which are their School Health Advisory Committee. SAC membership is clarified, voting, non-voting, and SAC must submit an annual report and recommendations that are posted publicly. The nutrition education part, we're going to expand to include family and community outreach aligned with statewide preventative health service, preventative health efforts. The mental health and wellness piece is on page 4. It's a new section requiring integration of SEL, student access to counseling support and employee wellness program that includes mental health awareness and public notification, a requirement to posting of annual SAC reports and recommendations online for transparency in addition to policy, plans, and assessments.
Okay, and so please go page by page. You'll see at the top, if you look at last year's, it was reviewed by our District Education Improvement Committee, the DEIC. So if you were a part of the DEIC in the past, all of these SHAP components that had to do with school health were brought before our DEIC. The legislator changed that and said, no, you need to have 4 meetings with your SHAP again. So in the past, Ms. Joplin, this lady right here, she oversaw our SHAC when she was an employee in the district as well. So you'll notice that it says reviewed and approved by Lateral SHAC Committee on today's date. This also, after our review, goes to our school board. And so after today, it will also go to our school board. So that part there is a change. The other part of the yellow piece is the development and the implementation of the goals. The reason why this is in yellow is because it represents that this community has to be a community of a very heavy parent involvement. So raise your hand if you are a parent in the district or you have kids in the district. You see, if you look around the room, we have a very heavy parent involvement. The legislator has told us that that is how this committee should look. It should have a majority of parent presence, so that we're making decisions for parents, kids in our district. So that's where this piece is coming from. And then all of the names of everybody in the room also goes to the school board. So that's the other yellow part. And if you go down to this next little part here, no other changes until we get to page 3. This component here says the district shall expand family community outreach related to nutrition, aligning with statewide emphasis on preventative health and nutrition education. So in that regard, Amy, is there anything that your team is doing or Bobby that we need to look forward to make sure we have more outreach?
Ms. Cashman and myself, we're going to start doing a newsletter quarterly to our parents to provide that information, any health updates and nutrition guidance.
And then this also will show you which days count as our kind of party days and things like that. Ms. Amy, anything else in there to just kind of lay out that maybe they're new to this committee, but they're a parent and you can kind of know how we're not competing with your cafeteria.
Yes, this is always a fun subject. Yeah, so there's lots of rules in child nutrition. We are Smart Snack compliant. So anything that gets sold in the cafeteria is going to be, it runs through a Smart Snack calculator, which means it's only going to have so much sugar, so much fat, so much salt. It's very, very, very healthy snacks. And so we want to make sure that we're not feeding our students within 30 minutes of that meal to make sure that they're going to eat their meal. Okay? And school day, yes ma'am.
Is that in high school?
Yes ma'am. That's through the district.
And through the drinks as well?
Yes. And then we do have a snack bar at our high school, junior high, and all of our stuff is Smart Snack compliant. That runs through. There's a calculator on squaremeals.com, and we have to run everything. I check everything personally. We run everything through there to make sure that it's compliant. So that's why we don't like children bringing candy and selling it. You know, we want They get all that stuff outside, so we want to make sure that we try to keep. High school does have 6 days where they have an exemption where they can do fundraisers and sell stuff that's not smart, SNAP compliant. Our littles, our primary and elementary do not. And our junior high also has the 6 days. The principals give me those 6 days ahead of time and let me know, like, these are my 6 days for the school year. They don't have to use all of them, but they're allowed to if they want.
They're just periodically at an option day, pretty much?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. The principal will pick those days. And
it's like fundraisers for them that they can sell that's not compliant.
Those are the only dates, yes, yes.
So, for example, the junior high will do like a concession day where they'll have their own...
Oh, the power hours.
Yes.
I like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they have to like really just pick those days and stick with it. So.
And then if we go to page 4, there's another component here on mental health and wellness. It says comment new section, SEL, counseling staff, and wellness. And so what the legislator has informed us in our health and wellness plan is that we do need to have an emphasis on social-emotional learning, counseling, and staff wellness. So raise your hand if you're a counselor in the room. I wanted to make sure our entire counseling department was a part of this committee. So when we're making decisions about curriculum or we're making decisions about supports for our students, that their voice and their lens is a part of our work. Ms. Pettis or any of the counselors, anything to add to this section? We'll go over more about curriculum in future meetings and things like that, but anything kind of to talk about today regarding that section of our plan?
No, not at this time.
Okay, nothing at this time. That's why it is a new section. It says comment new section. So to the last page, I believe, there's one more. The annual SHAC report and recommendations in compliance with state transparency. They must be posted online for transparency. So you'll notice at each one of our campuses that our meetings are posted outside. We have to adhere to the 72-hour posting notice, and I also have to note when they were posted. So I posted our agenda on the website on 10-8-25 because I'm kind of in board book land, and our board meetings actually have to be posted even earlier than our SHAC meetings. So Tanya Tate just goes straight to board meetings, so it's probably going to be done a little bit sooner than is required. And then I will always send the agenda out to you, let you guys know in advance so that you know and have all of the materials we're going to cover at the meeting. So that's the last part of this. And then the other piece of it being that we do need to provide our report, the report that we come up with, to our school board as well. And then the last page, we noted any of the plan updates. And so this year and in future years, once you kind of get used to this, you can see this last page and say, oh, okay, we went from our DEIC to our SHAC committee. We updated our nutrition education. We expanded our mental health and wellness. And we made sure that we're adhering to the public notification. We'll pull those notifications down on the Friday of the week after our meeting. And so on Fridays, we'll pull those. So there might be some people that show up to our meeting that aren't on our agenda initially, and so we'll add their names to the bottom, and then we'll make sure to communicate next meeting out to them so they can come and join us. Any questions about the plan? I know Amy went through each piece of it, and then I pulled out all of the highlighted portions of it. That's the bulk of this first meeting. Anything else on this? Okay. All right, so back to our agenda. Next on the agenda, ladies.
The action item.
Is it action item? Okay.
Yes,
so go ahead and...
Okay. Do I hear a motion regarding the update of the LIDL ISD wellness plan?
Okay.
I second.
Okay, and you do have to actually have your name. And so...
Sean Leverton.
And Samantha Sanchez.
And then do you have that, Ms. Joplin? Did you write those both down?
Yes.
And then after the... And what is that?
We just have our future complaints. Like you said that we were going to post this within the 10 days, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Future items and next meeting. Our next staff meeting will be on January 20th of 2026.
And how many times a year do you meet?
We are going to meet four times. So we got January 20th, March 17th, and May 5th are our four meetings that we're going to have.
And I will send out the minutes after the meeting. So if there is ever a time that you are unable to make one of the four meetings, just know that I will send the minutes out to this group as well. And any time that we have an action item, we are absolutely have to have a quorum. So our parent voice has to be in the room. So again, that's why we make sure we have more parents present than we even have any other organization in the group. So January 20th is the next meeting. There's a document that I have to follow that tells me what we need to cover at each meeting. So our first meeting is our wellness plan. We will also go over curriculum at upcoming meetings. It basically spells out what each of the four meetings need to be for this committee. So if there is an agenda item that you would like to bring, I'll make sure it fits one of the four meeting agendas that we're supposed to be covering and make sure we cover it at that time. So if you ever need, if there's something we need to bring to this meeting, please make sure that you let me know so I can add it to the agendas and so that we can inform everybody ahead of time. Any other questions?
Before we adjourn. All meetings will be here?
Yes, all the meetings will be here. So I did send you guys a map this time, and then I tried to make sure you knew where it was this first time. I expected people to be a little bit late, so and I scheduled the doors, so the doors should have been able to be open for you. Ms. Perkinall, is the door open for you, ma'am? Okay. I scheduled the doors right inside the box. So if you don't see us, we did stand out there, but you should be able to get in until 6 o'clock the day of the meeting. I skip over the doors so that you can get in. And then we have access. So anything else? And the meeting is being recorded, so that's why Miss Amy's over here going, that's good. And I'll make sure to post that as well. All right, Miss Amy.
Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, so Sean Leverton. All right, and we do actually say the staff committee will stand adjourned at, and we have to note the time.
It's 5:27.
5:27.
Very good. I'm a spatula. I've never done this before. No. It's still going. I just didn't want to.